if he drifts along too long, he wastes a lot of time. And of course, that means that you have to have good counseling and a lot of thought given to opportunities. And that's taken care of. I don't see it makes any difference. The earlier, the better a youngster can get started in his occupation. Mm-hmm. It's pretty, on the other hand, it's pretty hard to have a youngster 12, 13, 14 to decide exactly what he wants to be. They have far-fetched ideas, but the earlier, the better.
Do you
of course, in the high school, when we didn't have so many of them going on to college, we had, if they didn't get vocational education, at that age they didn't get it at all. That's the Smith-Hughes Act was based, as you know, on the fact that it wasn't of college caliber, it wasn't of college grade, and it wasn't for the preparation for college, but preparation for the job, assuming that most of those boys and girls who were going out into the world from high school should have that training program. So it is below the college level. That's the way it was set up, if you remember the Smith-Hughes Act.
Well, I heard an interesting comment the other day from Dr. Azeltine, for example. He said that he did not see any great need for vocational training in high schools because, for example, the labor movement of late has been to restrict employment to anyone under 18. So he was pointing out that actually a youngster under 18 has a difficult time finding a job anyway, so he might as well continue to broaden his base in high school.
That's true, and except, as I say, the trends are going upward. Well, if you go into his little history, in 1900, only 4% of our college-age youngsters went to college. In 1950, in this country, 30% went to college. In California, it's over 40 to 45% are going to college, and we predict before too long in California, over 50% will go to college upon graduation from high school. In that case, naturally, the longer they stay in school, the better prepared they will be for life. Of course, there are still that 50% that will go right out to work, and they'll try to go to work at least on a part-time basis before they're 18, if they can.
Mr. McPhee, do you foresee another Cal Poly being instituted by the state, or do you feel that what Cal Poly has now, the amount of work that's gone into developing its facilities, that you should continue to attract the people to it until you've reached the point that, you just couldn't handle anymore?
Well, we're egotistical enough to think that there ought to be more Cal Polys, at least colleges and schools teaching on our basis, learning by doing and earning while learning, and we call the upside-down approach to education, to give them something that they can sell an employer as early as possible in case they can't go on beyond the first year or second year of college. As you know, that's our whole basis. Yes. If a boy comes to us for a year, well, he's learned something that he can go out and sell to an employer. If he stays long, he has a better commodity to sell, and so forth through those 4 years. We believe more colleges should carry that program. Of course, there's a necessity, of course, for the academic or the basic type of training that leads to research and to graduate work, and of course, universities are doing a wonderful job along those lines. But the vast majority of job opportunities, or at least 60 or 70% of them, are in occupations of a skilled labor, yes, or a skilled type of supervision job. I think that our program will expand. In fact, 1 year, about 4 years ago, in the legislature, there were about six bills in for branches of Cal Poly. There's been one that even finances have been set aside for another branch of Cal Poly in Imperial Valley. There's a committee studying higher education to determine the future of colleges, including the state colleges, the junior colleges and university. And they haven't made an official report, but from newspaper articles I've read, they don't intend to recommend for any more new state colleges, so I won't know what to say and what will be the outcome.
Well, Mr.
McPhee, I do hope that our type of program will spread into more colleges and more high schools, and that more boys and girls will have an opportunity to participate in that kind of a program.
Well, I shall preach the gospel of Cal Poly as often as I can, because this outside of the business association I had up in San Luis Obispo, the relationship I've had with you and Bob Kennedy and I noticed in one of the pictures, John Healy, he's still with you up there. And Howie O'Daniels.
Howie's still there.
I mean, it's almost like talking about home to talk about Cal Poly. I hope that those who have not been to Cal Poly will bear in mind the dates for Poly Royal. You know, Bob, do you have those dates? When's the new Poly Royal?
They're April 29th and 30th of this year. And our Poly View, I think, was the 15th of May. That's over. We'll be held at our Voorhees unit campus of San Dimas.
Come over here,
Earl. That's right, Bob. Yeah. Mr. McPhee gave you the dates right. He knows all the answers, Bob, as you know.
Well, this is the country fair on a college campus, Poly Royal, which is really a tremendous display of the talents that are given to the men there at Cal Poly, and I would recommend to everyone to bear these dates in mind. You keep sending me information now when you finally get all your big scoop down.
We'll do that, Bob, and we want everybody to come. It's open to the public. It's a show window of progress of the college, and the students invite all of their friends and relatives, and we usually have about 15,000 people show up in San Luis Obispo. It's quite an affair, as you well know.
And the voice you've just heard is a former San Diegan, Robert Kennedy. Bob, why don't you have a seat here? We've got a couple of minutes left.
That's all right. Never mind the time. This show just goes on and on. You see, we just do a lot of yakking on it.
Bob, when was it you graduated from State College?
No, I graduated in 1938, Bob.
And you've been with Cal Poly practically all that time, haven't you?
Since 1940.
And Bob is now assistant to President McPhee. What does that mean?
Well, that means just exactly what it says, Bob. I am an assistant to President McPhee, and anything that he thinks that I can do, that I try to do.
Is he being modest, Mr. McPhee?
All right, Bob does a good job. I've had him with me a long time before I appointed him to that position. I, with all three campuses and with contacts throughout the state, and we have a lot of detail that comes through our office, and Bob does a wonderful job.
Well, I think San Diego is mighty proud of you, young Kennedy. How's the family?
Fine and dandy.
Still four, fine?
Still four, just leave it that way.
Well, by the way, a San Diegan recommended Bob to me in 1940, Armistead Carter, and he said if I got Bob, I'd have the best man I had on my staff. And I've had Bob do everything. He's librarian, he was head of our ag journalism department, he was flunky, he was a public relations director, he's been everything, and he's good all around.
Well, we can look for even bigger things for you then, Robert.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, Bobby, have you had fun on this trip down
to? Oh, it's wonderful. It's really an inspiring thing, Bob, to see these former students come out in droves. At the El Centro meeting last night, there were 75 of them there. Mm-hmm. And if you could have heard what Senator Holtz down there had to say about Cal Poly, well, you'd know that you were backing the right school, too, because he's backing it also.
Well, wonderful. It's been a great pleasure, President Julian McPhee of California State Polytechnic College, to have you with us today, and I'm so happy that Bob was able to arrange your time that you could make this brief visit with us. And, Bob, thanks to you for doing all the work in getting the president over here today, and we'll look forward to... Well, let's see, when do I get a vacation? I don't know when I'm going to get back up to San Luis Obispo.
Oh, you're welcome. Make sure you come.
I shall do that. Well, we'll see you at Valley High tonight.
All right.
Thanks a lot.